There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Do you know one of the things with children, in particular your own children, is you can't pick favourites, and that nobody should, of course. And I can't pick between Goss or Maya or Kareem or Talat or Arnavi, because they're all different.
They were so much fun, weren't they?
It was great fun. That's the nice thing. Lots of texts in. Marco, for example. Those accents are to die for, said Ron. It was really sweet. Somebody's calling for, I'm not sure who, to replace Richard Dean on Business Breakfast. I think it's Rich himself.
It might be. I mean, they were so enthusiastic. Sid says, hi, guys. These kids are amazing. Congratulations to all of them. I was screaming in my car when I heard them answer your questions, and everyone around me was staring at me. Thanks. But it was really nice, feel good, and they're brilliant. Really good.
You're going to hear a lot more from them, I guess. And also, don't forget, you can still text, and it's dead easy, 4001. Use that number and text this, DPR space Dubai I, if you want to come join us on the Dubai I 103.8 big day out at Dubai Parks and Resorts on April the 20th, Friday afternoon. Family day out. 5:38. Let's see. Chris Bacardi is travelling once again. Unsurprisingly, he is at a location a little distance from here, but there's a small matter of a Formula One race happening. Chris?
There certainly is. A very good afternoon to you, Tim. Yes, I think Robbie and I will have to fight for our jobs. We may well have to interview for our jobs next week after hearing those little kids in your studio this afternoon. But yes, I am over in Manamar. It is Bahrain. It is the Bahrain Grand Prix. What are we? An hour and a half exactly away from the race getting underway. That's 6:10 here local time, 7:10 over in Dubai.
You've been at a Grand Prix before, Chris. I know that. You follow the Formula One season. This season, so far, it's all been about Ferrari. McLaren, not there yet.
No, not at all. Ferrari 1-2 in qualifying yesterday. Sebastian Vettel will start on pole. Kimi Räikkönen, the Finn, will start second. And I bumped into Toto Wolff late last night as I was heading back to the hotel. He was heading out, I think, just to get some late dinner, and he had a pained expression, did the technical director for Mercedes. They are at a loss to find out exactly why they've been behind the pace. Valtteri Bottas today will start third. He was a little down on the Ferraris. Lewis Hamilton qualified fourth yesterday, but because of a five-place grid penalty, he will start this race in ninth. Max Verstappen as well in the Red Bull, he will start in 15th. So, from a neutral perspective, and you as well know, Tim, I am a neutral. I don't favour anyone in the world of F1. I'm really looking forward to today's race because Lewis Hamilton is forced to side through the field, as is Max Verstappen. I'm expecting plenty of overtaking, and fingers crossed we get something that lives up to expectations and lives up to billing. It is, of course, Formula One.
Okay, and Chris, if we can move you on to the golf. Listening to Robbie, you can tell how excited he is because Rory McIlroy is still within a shout of sort of getting his first Masters. Complete the set, I guess, if you're a golfing fan like Robbie, that's what you want to see.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, myself and Robbie were swapping WhatsApps late into the night last night. I think I got to bed about 2:30. I was glued to the television screen as well. So let's just put the listeners in the picture. Patrick Reed will start as the leader today, 14 under par. He has a 3-shot lead over his Ryder Cup foe in Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy yesterday shooting a bogey-free 7 under 65. Magnificent golf from Rory McIlroy to put himself bang in contention to become what, just the sixth man to claim the Grand Slam in golf. So he will start not as favourite. I think Patrick Reed, given the fact he's got a 3-shot lead, will be favourite, but Rory McIlroy right in the mix. Ricky Fowler as well, he's 2 shots further back on 9 under par. Then comes John Rahm, the DP World Tour Championship winner from last November. He's at 8 under. Henrik Stenson, 7 under. Tommy Fleetwood as well, the European number one, at 6 under. But I do expect this to be a shootout later this evening between Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy. And may the best man win.
Quite right. I'm rather gratified to know that Robbie and yourself are swapping WhatsApps late into the night. But just remind us, Chris, who did you predict for this tournament?
I think we each gave ourselves 3 picks. I had Rory McIlroy, who is second. I had John Rahm, who's currently fourth. Hmm. And I had Tiger Woods, slightly tugging on the heartstrings there. Robbie Greenfield had Bubba Watson. He's 6 under, so he's still very much in the mix. He had Bryson DeChambeau, and I'm not sure Bryson DeChambeau actually made the cut. And his third choice, I'll give him this, I think his third choice was Justin Thomas, and Justin Thomas is at 5 under, so he's some way back. But yes, the golfing guru that is Robbie Greenfield is being shown up by Well, me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just like a nose in front, really, there. It just ever so slightly, to use racing parlance.
No, I think I think we ended the Dubai golfing season on that note also, though, if memory serves me.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did, NLP. So Robbie's got an awful lot of making up to do. He is supposedly a golfing expert, and yet he's been shown up by a big lanky Scot.
Okay, well, you are a specialist when it comes to football, though, so we'll go there. Let's start with Barca.
Yeah, great win for Barca last night. 3-1 over Leganés, a hat-trick as well for Lionel Messi. It's bigger for the fact that it's now 38 games unbeaten for Real Madrid in La Liga. That ties the all-time record set by Real Sociedad, the Basque side, back in 1980. So Barcelona, 12 points clear at the top of La Liga. You've got to wait about 35 minutes or so for kick-off in the Madrid derby. It is Real taking on Atletico Madrid later this evening. Barcelona will be champions. The big question, can they go the entire season unbeaten? Right now, you've got to say they can.
You'd say it's highly likely. Did you see, I know you're a man for a stat, Chris, did you see the free kick stat, Messi's free kick stat?
You can enlighten me, Tim. I've not seen that one.
You'll love this. The first player to score from outside the box in six consecutive La Liga games since 2003 and 2004, since Opta started measuring, recording detailed stats. There's one, and I know you're going to file that deep in the Chris Bacardi random access memory.
Absolutely. That one has been jotted down as I speak. So he's become the first man to score in six successive games outside of the box. Is that it?
Yeah. Coming to a sports quiz near you, if Chris McCarty's in charge of it, I think. Remember that if you're listening. Let's move to Germany, Chris. Bayern Munich, winners.
Yeah, champions yet again. No surprise. This sixth successive season for the Bavarians. A 4-1 win over Augsburg yesterday. They actually fell behind in this match, but goals from Tolisso, James Rodriguez, who's been fantastic since he joined the club on loan from Real Madrid, Arjen Robben, the evergreen Arjen Robben, and then Sandro Wagner, the man that they signed in January from Hoffenheim. So Bayern Munich are champions for, as I said, a sixth successive season. Jupp Heynckes can do no wrong. The big question, can they take the next step and win the Champions League? They did it the last time Jupp Heynckes was in charge. Can history repeat itself? We will await to see if they can get past Sevilla in the quarterfinals. And then, of course, it could well be Barca, Real, or who knows, it could very well be Liverpool in the semi-finals for Bayern.
OK, we turn our attention to the EPL, Chris, of course. And Manchester City denied beautifully by Manchester United at the Etihad. And as a Mancunian, I have to say, we're a happy house.
Absolutely. As a North Eastern Scotsman, I too am a happy house, being a local United fan, of course. But all jokes aside, yeah, great win that for Manchester United. 2-0 down at the home of their great rivals. Let's be honest, it probably should have been 5-0 at half-time. Raheem Sterling had a hat-trick of chances that he spurned. United were at sixes and sevens. And then Jose Mourinho has a quiet word in their ear. They come out a different side. Paul Pogba, the much-maligned Paul Pogba, silencing one or two of his critics. I remain still a critic, but it was a fine second-half performance from the Frenchman. And then that goal from Chris Smalling, atoning for his error in the opening goal. It was a good night to be a Manchester United fan. They won the battle last night. Of course, it is City that has won the war. They will be, inevitably, they will be crowned Premier League champions. But at least United have pushed it into an extra week, and it'll now be over to Tottenham at the weekend to try and stop this City juggernaut. But a good victory that for United, and they'll take great confidence from that as we look into next season.
I think so. A couple of matches to look out for. You mentioned the Madrid derby, of course, Real Atletico this evening in English Premier League, Arsenal Southampton on at the moment. And then we have coverage of Chelsea West Ham from, I think that's from 7:30. So the build up to that from 7 o'clock. Plus you, I suppose, Chris, sending through all the stuff from the Formula One in Bahrain. I wanted to mention the Indian Premier League, though, because that's taking lots and lots of attention at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. We did a big preview special for this one on Thursday evening. What I can tell you is that Chennai Super Kings back after a two-year absence. They won their opener. What a thriller it was as well. They won by a wicket with just one ball left. Mumbai Indians making 165 for four in their 20 overs. The Chennai Super Kings 169 for nine, 19.5 overs. What I can tell you as well, that currently ongoing, it is the Delhi Daredevils taking on the Kings 11 Punjab. And, Kings 11, they need 15 more runs from 16 balls. So it's nip and tuck in that one. I did say on Thursday that the Delhi Daredevils were my little outside bet to go all the way this year. They're, of course, coached by Ricky Ponting, good friend of Sports Tonight. So I'm kind of hoping that the Delhi Daredevils can hold on to that. But given the fact Kings 11 Punjab have 6 wickets in hand, you'd expect them to get 15 runs from the remaining 16 balls.
Yeah, you would have thought so, wouldn't you? That's pretty much it, I think. We're going to let you go, but I can't let you go without today's lost word, Chris. Are you okay to do that from across the mile?
I'm always okay to.
Oh, I had the feeling.
The lost word.
Man banned from hotel over suitcase full of returns after 17 years.
Do you know what? Could well be you in Bahrain. I don't know, but it's entirely possible. Let me play it once again.
The lost word.
Man banned from hotel over suitcase full of returns after 17 years.
Oh, where do you go with this one? I have no idea. McCarty with a small suitcase for the weekend away.
I've got to stick on a football. I'll go with tennis balls.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Tim, what do you think this man had in his suitcase that got him banned for a hotel?
For some reason, I got swapping WhatsApps on my brain. So swapped WhatsApps is the other one, late night WhatsApps. But I'm not sure where I'm going with that.
17 years ago.
17 years ago. I'm going to have to think about it. I've got it's too long for my brain
Zena,
to filter.
Zena, any thoughts?
Okay, I'll go with fake Lego blocks, because we only deal with authentic ones.
Okay, fake Lego blocks, fine.
Okay.
I'm going for fish for some reason.
Fish.
I don't know
okay.
why. It gets worse. Chris, enjoy the F1. We'll see you back, I suppose, at some point in the not-too-distant future here.
Yeah, I'm back tomorrow, so I'll see you tomorrow, guys.
All right, Chris McCarty in Bahrain.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.